Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. I hope everyone can be able to hear me. I'm not sure if I put the mic properly, but may you all have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath on this June 7, 2025. This is our part two of our lesson of our chapter 86 entitled, Go Teach All Nations, of our lesson 436. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother to be able to sing the theme of the hymn of a tiny tot section of our study entitled Marvelous Grace.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You who are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask one of the precious little ones to open their section with prayer. Maybe you'll mute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessing, Mary. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect the people who are in the Sabbath. And please protect the Sabbath while we're doing the Sabbath today. And while we learn all these nice precious new things about you and all the little kids and everybody that's joining us today. Please protect everyone that I know. The words that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, little one. It is story time for our precious tiny talk on this Sabbath. So let's have a listening ear, little ones, who our dear brother will share part three of our chapter 25 entitled In Joseph's Tomb in the Story of Jesus. I'm going to pass the mic to our dear brother to share.
All right, the Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John and Matthew. John 2:29 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. He was talking about his body. Matthew 20:18, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. I wonder if Judas heard that. And in verse 19 of Matthew 20 says, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, that's to make fun of him, to scourge, that means to whip him, and crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Praise the Lord. Next slide, please. Although the Jewish rulers had succeeded in putting Christ to death, they could not rest easy. They well knew of his mighty power. Some of them had stood by the grave of Lazarus and had seen the dead brought back to life. And they trembled for fear that Christ would himself rise from the dead and again appear before them. They knew they had condemned him and killed him wrongfully, and if he came back to life, he might want vengeance. They had heard him say to the multitude that he had power to lay down his life and to take it again. Next slide. They remembered that he had said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up, John 2:19. And they knew that he was speaking of his body, though at the time they pretended that they thought he was talking about this great big temple that had taken, 46 years to build? So they laughed at him. Judas had told them that Christ had said to the disciples on their last journey to Jerusalem, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he would rise again. Matthew 20:18-19. Judas told him, huh? Okay. What, do we have questions, or is this it, Rose?
I'm sorry, dear brother. Did you ask a question?
Yeah, is this the end of it? Do I say amen?
Yeah, amen. Next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing this part 3 in our lesson entitled In Joseph's Tomb, in our tiny tot lesson book entitled The Story of Jesus, and that will take place, dear ones, June 14, 2025. It is time for our precious little ones and their parents and our guests to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Mamas of the Bible. So let's have a listening ear, dear ones, while dear brother will share.
Top lessons, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning mammals of the Bible. We'll be starting the new one. Our Bible verses for our lesson, our topic, Mammals of the Bible, is taken from Family Bible Lesson, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 7, Jesus Calms the Storm. Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 39. And it reads, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose and rebuked the sea, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Looking through nature, all manner of mammals, whale, will be looking at part two of whales. And the memory verse for this lesson is Ephesians 4:15, King James Version. Says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And the character quality of the whole story is obedience versus willfulness. Obedience is compliance with God's command done quickly and cheerfully. Nature, whales. Whales are very powerful animals, but they're also very gentle in their disposition. They remind us of Christ's character. He exercised the great power of God in stilling the storm, and at the same time, he acted gently toward his fearful disciples. They read in his glance self-forgetful tender love. The desire reads page 35. The whale was especially designed by the Creator to live in the water. It has some special body features to help it to survive in the water. The shape of a whale is such that it helps it to swim freely through the water. Its powerful tail fins, or flukes, are positioned on the sides of its tail. The whale can move itself through the water by moving its tail up and down. When moving fast, a whale beats its tail up and down about 2 times in a second. One kind of whale, called a right whale, has been seen to use its tail for a sail. The whales raise their flukes from the water and set them against a strong onshore wind. Their sail tails would catch the wind and provide them a ride to shallow waters. Then they would turn around, swim back to the deep water, and set sail again. They would sometimes spend an entire afternoon in this kind of attitude, which is evidently is splendid fun for them. The flippers also help in steering and keeping it in balance. The flippers are like arms for the whale. Mother whales are often seen swimming side by side with their young ones, with their flippers touching, they are holding hands. The way they stay close together helps to protect the little one. It reminds us how the disciples did not need to be afraid with Jesus close by them. Some toothed whales have strong muscles that give such power they can leap high out of the water and into the air. A killer whale, whose weight is 12,000 pounds, or 5,400 kilograms, has been known to jump 20 feet or 6 meters into the air. Why do they jump? To give an alarm, or show their strength, or attract females. The young seem to jump and play. The jump of a large whale makes a very noisy splash. Gray whales often spy hop, which means they thrust their heads high out of the water so they can look around and see their location. The whale needs strength to swim through stormy seas. This tells us about those hardy fishermen who had spent their lives upon the lake and guided their craft safely through many a storm, but now their strength and skill availed nothing. They were helpless in the grasp of the tempest, and hope failed them as they saw that their boat was filling. They needed the help of Jesus to be saved. Lord, save us, we perish. He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. The waves obeyed their master. A whale's backbone, shoulder blades, and rib cage are similar to those of other mammals. The whale has 7 neck vertebrae, as do all mammals. These vertebrae are squeezed into short lengths or joined into one bone. This helps the head from moving about as a whale swims. It also joins the way the head and body together so it can move through the water with greater ease. When the church body, or Christ's disciples, is joined to the head, or Jesus, the church can work with greater ease. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, Ephesians 4:15. Here's a picture of another whale, and the reading above the picture, it about of the narwhal. The narwhal is a small to medium-sized whale that resembles the beluga. Besides its spotted pigmentation, however, it has one radically distinguishing characteristic, its tusk. Worn only by the male, this ivory horn, actually a twisted, overgrown tooth, may reach 9 feet in length. It is not known its use. Tragically, the uniqueness of the tusk has caused the narwhal to be overhunted, and this unusual creature is now endangered. But eventually, with Google research, they found that its tusk is often used for breaking ice. They said it's too thick if were to just swim through only with its tails and fins. But there will be more information about the narwhal for next time. But continuing. Here in the remind is the things you can do while you remember today's lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you shut windows before or during a big storm, remember peace, be still. Three, God made man to use his hands and feet to move and do physical work each day as a whale uses its fins to move through the water. When we do our chores, we are obeying God's command to get exercise each day. Four, when you go shopping, stay close to your mother or father even for safety, remembering how little whales live next to their mothers, and remember to ask for Jesus' protection too. Five, when you feel stormy in your mind, pray for Jesus' help to calm you down. Here in the reinforced activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for mammals. Use our guidebook to identify them. Two, find pictures of whales to pull on your bulletin board if you have one. Three, read the story of Jonah and the whale from the book of Jonah, although they keep making it. Yeah, mistake. They actually should remember Jonah swallowed by a large fish, not a whale, although this fish could have been the size of one. Continuing. Four, sing the hymn, Peace Be Still. Five, visit a large body of water during this week and take a boat ride if possible. And six, say a memory verse, remarkable parent food. It is a solemn thought that the removal of one safeguard from the conscience, the failure to fulfill one good resolution, the formation of one wrong habit, may result not only in our own ruin, but in the ruin of those who have put confidence in us. Our only safety is to follow where the steps of the Master lead the way, to trust for protection implicitly to Him who says, follow me. Our constant prayer should be, hold up my goings in thy path, O Lord, that my footsteps slip not. Second Bible Commentary, page 1004 to 1005. What can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Our dear Sessa family shared their sightings in God's creation through nature. On our left, we see evergreen foliage trees and a hazelnut tree farm below. And on our right is a bleeding heart. Continue with a variety of rhododendron sightings. We have red ones, pink ones, and scarlet ones. And we will end their sighting with these three colorful rhododendrons. We have more carnation pink ones, brick red ones on our left, and on below we have a magenta one. Continue with our dear sisters Cerisia and Haley's visit to the Museum of Natural History. These both on pictures, there's a model of a woolly mammoth. On our left we see the mammoth shedding in spring. On our right, we see the insides of the mammoth, which is supposed to be a illustration of their digestive system. Kishi, would you like to share experience through these pictures?
Hello, Silent Blessing, everybody. For this field trip, we went to the Natural History Museum. And from these two pictures, from my first picture on the left, we can see that this big animal or mammal right here, he looks like he's like very furry, has large ear like tusks and also he has like it's very large. And
what is it called?
It's called mammoth. And on my right, we can see this big elephant we can see how its body looks like inside. And we can also see how large and how heavy it is on the description. But this animal is also, but we can also see this animal's description in the body. Like you can see how the blood is flowing. We can see how the bones look like, that's helping it set up properly. And we can also see how the animal is working, and how the animal is working inside of its body.
In this picture of the elephant, it's actually a video. I just froze it. You could actually see the heart beating, and you could see, as she mentioned, how the blood flow and how the organs running. You can see what we would call like the neurons, the little things moving throughout the body, sending the signals throughout the systems. It was pretty cool to be able to see that. And in this trip, we have a lot more pictures as well of turtles and other dinosaurs and things like that that we experienced. But as we were talking about mammals of the body, we thought to share these ones first as well. So it was a very fun field trip for her class. For this one, these are some hibiscus flowers that I saw as I was doing some walking through the garden centers in Manhattan, dear Brother Joel. As I was walking in through the garden center, they were so bright and vibrant that I was impressed to take a picture of them and zoom in to capture its beauty. It was really pretty. This is like a flower that is like in my country and in many countries, and it just brought back so many memories of their beauty from when I was growing up. So I snapped a picture of it. This tree, I said I was going to take a picture. This is right outside of the girls' school, and it was a rainy day, and I was heading there, and somehow I've never seen it in this form. Like, I've always seen the tree, but I've never seen it so full and vibrant and full of flowers. And so I stopped and I took a picture, and then I zoomed in on a particular bunch, and it was just so pretty. I don't even know what the name of the tree is. I think it's a Cornus cusca, but it's beautiful, and I'm pretty sure it's been there forever, but it's just that this particular day the Lord allowed me to be alerted to it, and it was really a blessing.
And we will end our dear sister, Tracy, and family's experience of this from these beautiful Cornus cusca white flower shrubs. And finally, we will end with our dear sister Grace's signs of these Claytonia flowers, of members of the Buttercup family. And that is everything for today's lesson. And I'll give the mic back to Mom now.
Have a blessing to all the precious family that are joining in. And we would like to thank all the dear feminine family by sending their beautiful sighting. And remember, little ones, grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. Welcome, dear one. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Before the Throne of God Above. You could find it in number 283. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so. Before the throne of God Above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, not tongue can bid me this depart. Not tongue can bid me this depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tell me of all the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me, to look on him and pardon me.
Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. We are going to ask any of the older siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Shout out, listen to everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect the people who are here, people who are not here. protect the people who are going to be learning about new words. And that you, please protect everybody that I know. Please protect everybody. Please protect the people who are not going to be here. Please protect everybody that I know. Jesus, the life, right? Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear one. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19, King James Version, and it reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and all that will be listening on later on the recording, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled Go Teach All Nations of our study book, The Desire of Ages.
Matthew 28, verse 20, King James Version. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
Mark 16:16, King James Version. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved, but that he that believeth not shall be demanded.
Damned.
Mark 16:17, King James Version. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with
new tongues. And we'll bubble down to share with someone else.
Mark 16:18, King James Version. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen.
Mark 16:19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God.
Mark 16:20, King James Version. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. We have covered pages 819 to 820. Welcome once more to all the dear brethren that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages. We are in page 819. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 119. And continuing, Christ's words on the mountainside were the announcement that his sacrifice in behalf of men was full and complete. The conditions of the atonement had been fulfilled. The work for which he came to this world had been accomplished. He was on his way to the throne of God to be honored by angels, principalities, and powers. He had entered upon his mediatorial work. And next slide, please. Clothed with the boundless authority, he gave his commission to the disciples, "Go ye therefore and baptize all nations," baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20, and this is the Desire of Ages, page 819, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Margin, taken from the scripture song of Matthew 28, 18 through 20, entitled, All Power is Given Unto Me, memory verse.
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
We are in the Desire of Ages, still on page 819. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Jewish people had been made the depositaries of sacred truth. But Phariseeism had made them the most exclusive, the most bigoted of all the human race. Everything about the priests and rulers, their dress, customs, ceremonies, traditions, made them unfit to be the light of the world.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 819. They looked upon themselves, the Jewish nation, as the world. But Christ commissioned his disciples to proclaim a faith and worship that would have in it nothing of caste or country, a faith that would be adapted to all peoples, all nations, all classes of men. Desire of Ages, page 819, paragraph 4.
The Desire of Ages, page 820. Before leaving his disciples, Christ plainly stated the nature of his kingdom. He called to their minds what he had previously told them concerning it. He declared that it was not his purpose to establish in this world a temporal but a spiritual kingdom. He was not to reign as an earthly king on David's throne. Again, he opened to them the scripture, showing that all he had passed through had been ordained in heaven, in the council between the Father and himself. Next slide, please.
Continuing your reading. All had been foretold by men inspired by the Holy Spirit. He said, "You see that all I have revealed to you concerning my rejection as the Messiah has come to pass. All I have said in regard to the humiliation I should endure and the death I should die has been verified. On the third day I rose again. Search the scriptures more diligently, and you will see that in all these things the specifications of prophecy concerning me have been fulfilled." The Desire of Ages, page 820, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, but this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 24 margin. This is taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Pillars of Faith from the Sunlight Sound Studio of the Memory Verse CD.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness. to all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. For a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in the desired ages, but this is page 820. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
The desired ages, page 820. Christ commissioned his disciples to do the work he had left in their hands, to gain it Jerusalem. Jerusalem had been the scene of his amazing condescension for the human race. There he had suffered, been rejected, and condemned. The land of Judea was his birthplace. There, clad in the garb of humanity, he had walked with men, and a few had discerned how near heaven came to the earth when Jesus was among them. At Jerusalem, the work of the disciples must begin. The desire of ages, page 820, paragraph 2.
In view of all that Christ had suffered there, and the unappreciated labor he had put forth, the disciples might have pleaded for a more promising field, but they made no such plea. The very ground where he had scattered the seed of truth was to be cultivated by the disciples, and the seed would spring up and yield an abundant harvest. Next slide.
Continuing, in their work, the disciples would have to meet persecution through the jealousy and hatred of the Jews. But this had been endured by their master, and they were not to flee from it. The first offers of mercy must be made to the martyrs of the Savior. Desire of Ages, page 820, paragraph 3.
And there were in Jerusalem many who had secretly believed on Jesus, and many who had been deceived by the priests and rulers. To these also the gospel was to be presented. They were to be called to repentance. The wonderful truth that through Christ alone could remission of sins be obtained was to be made plain. While all Jerusalem was stirred by the thrilling events of the past few weeks, the preaching of the gospel would make the deepest
I will read it for you, dear Father.
Yeah.
Impression. Sabbath blessing.
Sabbath blessing, my dear daughter.
Sabbath blessing, my father. We are in Desire Ages, page 820, paragraph 4. And continuing. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 35, 37 through 39, margin. This was also taken from Scripture Song Singer, but in section God's Love, from the Sunlight Sound Studio, Memory Verse, Sydney. Well, dear ones, we are going to reserve the questions that we have for next Sabbath review. So we have come to the ending of our study, dear ones. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part 2 of our chapter entitled, Go Teach All Nations. If you have any question besides this part 2 in part 1 and it needs research, dear ones, you may send it at least at Thursday, the latest. If not, you can hold it till we get together by God's grace. Who would like to have closing prayer? Dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
May we bow our heads on our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We thank you for your blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the wonderful lessons that you have given us this far today. We thank you for the blessing of the little ones and the reading. We thank you for their parents. Father, be with us throughout this day, and we look forward to the next sections. Bless the speaker, I pray. Speak through him to us. Let your Holy Spirit elevate us into higher ground so that we can learn all the truths that we need to know. Bless and keep us for the rest of this Sabbath day, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be June the 14th, 2025. We are going to be reviewing our chapter 86, entitled Go Teach All Nations Part 2 of our lesson 436. Leaving the scripture and also a small little quote there, one. The scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians 4:7, King James Version, and it reads, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And the little paragraph is taken from our lesson book, Desire Ages, page 297, paragraph 1, and it reads, "He who called the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciples. However imperfect and sinful we may be, the Lord holds us to us the offer of partnership with himself, of our apprenticeship to Christ. He invites us to come under the divine instruction that uniting with Christ, we may work the works of God." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.